Protect the meat. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Dell Small Business, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. The president has reassured us that our meat will be fine.
And the meatpacking plants now are doing very well. There's great testing around those plants, and we're finding out who had the problem. They're being quarantined, and the meatpacking is moving along very nicely.
Close call. Those empty meat shells got a little too real for a moment. But meatpackers were warned years ago that their plants were incubators for flu, back when flu was all there was, and yet most still didn't provide paid sick leave. One company, Tyson, would actually score disciplinary points against workers who called in sick. They stopped doing that, and yet I heard this on the radio yesterday.
While the company has relaxed its attendance policies, it still does not offer full paid sick leave. So Tyson employees, many of whom are immigrants, continue to go to work, even when sick.
When I heard that, I told my radio, that doesn't make sense. The presidential directive says meatpacking is now critical to national security. But the meat doesn't pack itself, so therefore the health of the workers in those plants is also critical to national security. So any company whose workers feel pressured to work despite being sick is threatening national security in an election year. I hope for their sake the president doesn't find out about that. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.